This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, beware, children at play. These aren't children, they are demons.
Sorry guys, I've been off doing my Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman pornographic fanfiction podcast.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess. I'm Chris.
The rapist. I'm Brett.
And I'm Troy.
And we got the whole gang back together this time.
The old squad's back. The whole squad, man. We're lit, bro fam.
Woo!
Right? Whoop!
Whoop.
Yes, whoop. You need to calm down, Chris.
I'll try to be more reserved.
Quit being so damn loud. You loud, loud!
And we
so
watched...
So I'm back!
We
for an
watched
episode.
A
I don't
movie.
Know how much... You know, like, when I'll be back for the rest, but...
Nah.
I'm here this time. Watch. Z's mad because I poked him. Read a book!
There is no book for this.
But luckily, Chris has watched it twice.
So, Likely Story here is going to go on about the movie film we watched there. Go at it, Likely Story. No book. I'll get you with no book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell your tale.
So... Our tale, as you put it.
Great fucking start.
Thank you. Starts off.
I meant that. That's just how I talk.
We got a dad and kid playing.
Clever name.
Cannibal monsters in the woods.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody play Hungry Cannibal with their son?
Yeah.
I do. I'm like, hey, babe, let's go out and act like we're going to, like, you know, get hungry and eat people.
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, Dad, that's weird. Let's just stay at the house and do regular stuff. I'm like, I don't know. I think we should go out and act like we're going to eat people. That way we can be seen.
Eating people?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's how you get their attention to be seen.
I see.
So you can't be seen without not eating people.
Okay.
Well, we did learn last episode, Chris, though, that the important thing is being seen.
Yeah.
That
eating
is true.
People is the best way to get seen.
Or Bastard. Throwing yourself down spiral stairs.
You remember that man that ate that other man's face in Florida? We mm-hmm. all saw him. Or at least the news.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I miss bath salts.
I do, too. For totally different reasons, but I do, too.
Yeah, they made my skin nice and soft.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So these jerks are out in the woods camping. They go fishing, and they talk about weird old stuff.
Something about, like, the... Hell, I don't remember.
It was the ye olde English.
Yeah, regular old trauma talk where they try to talk so fancy. It's like some kind of hillbilly Shakespeare.
And,
be us, y'all.
Indeed.
Yes.
And the dad guy, he gets stuck in some sort of bear trap.
Hmm?
And that makes the kid have to stab
have a
can of soup.
You should have a lot more emphasis on the TR and trap than bear. Say it again, say it properly, with more emphasis on the TR and trap than bear.
No.
Yeah, and this bear trap, like, the kid, like, is pulling on it. Oh, I can't get it open. So, apparently, just, they're never going to even try to get it open again. Like, I don't know, like, find a big stick to pry it open with. Something like that. No.
You know, bite
that dad is just screwed.
Yep. So, his dad slowly bleeds out or succumbs to gangrene or whatever the fuck is going on. He ends up dying. So, of course, the kid... cuts open his insides and eats his tasty, tasty guts.
Like how it just kind of prods at him at first to make sure he's good to eat.
Yeah, because, I mean, isn't that what happens?
I mean, sure, Chris leaves a dead body without prodding at it with a knife first, but I don't. I'm not some kind of animal. Chris.
Well, technically you are.
It depends on what you mean by technically.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I've heard people say
there's
a
so
guy,
many different definitions for the word technically.
How about literally?
No, there's a couple of different definitions for that word, too. That means a few different things.
No.
Literally, it means a few different things. I mean...
Oh, Christ. So anyway, jump...
Right over here.
Jump smash cut.
You're the ones that are going to feel shitty at work tomorrow, not me. I mean, all with the podcast.
So now it's 10 years in the future. And we meet up with Ryder family. With Ryder dad and English major mom. And
the ones that won't let their goddamn kid pee?
Yeah, little pee pants in the
little
back.
Little pee pants in the back. Can't pee for nothing. All she wants to do is pee through half this goddamn picture.
And we find out that the dad writes these kind of like true stories about weird occulty paranormally things.
With cleavage in the front and the back.
Yeah, he's like the Truman Capote of Area 51.
It's porno smut, is what it is. It's the porno smut.
Okay.
And then the mom is complaining because, you know, she teaches poetry.
Yeah, it's refined and classy, not like all those cleavages.
And porno smut.
And they happen upon a gentleman whose car is, broke down.
That man is far from a gentleman, sir.
He's a gentleman.
I don't know your definition of gentleman, but...
Hey.
That scary man that screams hell yeah at everything with the Satan haircut and looks like, I don't know, some kind of a guy.
He went to university.
You went to university.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point.
I know.
So he's, telling him a little story about how, as a traveling Bible salesman in the Bible Belt of New Jersey, that,
New Jersey has a Bible Belt.
Yeah, that's what he says, right under the buckles where they're at.
Yep. I suppose so. Maybe within the buckle?
And he, recounts the tale.
I know real cheesesteaks are made with Cheese Whiz.
Uh-huh.
And that's true.
That seems incredibly relevant.
You're talking about New Jersey, not me.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Cranberries.
Yeah. See?
Anyway, we learn about the brownies, and not the kind that wear the little hats. The kind that, you know, murder witches.
Yeah, witch
yeah, they're
murder
like the,
brownies.
The Ku Klux Klan of witches.
Yeah.
But something about how they were, like, nice or tolerant compared to...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So now,
They seem like good folk.
Yeah. And he says, you know, it's not just the sheriff's kid that's missing. There's a bunch of kids that have gone missing over the last couple of years.
Like Billy and Timmy and Timmy 2 and Billy 2 and Timmy 3 and Billy 3 and Timmy 4 and Billy 4.
None of that happened.
Timmy 5... Billy 6. And then poor Zed. He got it the worst.
I thought Zed was dead.
No, Zed ain't dead, baby. What? A real movie
that's
reference.
What does that mean?
On with the film!
But so, yeah, it's easy to sell Bibles because everyone there will buy Bibles.
Yeah, Chris, read your books, what he said.
So, the family bids him farewell and thanks him for his weird expositional car breaking down scene.
Because they didn't have any water to put in his radiator.
Well, they're out in the middle of the fucking grass, man. You can't squeeze water out of grass.
Yeah. And
Bible
Man, they were
just going to have the little girl pee on the radiator to cool it off.
No, then they'd have to let her pee, and that seemed to be against the rules of that fucking family for some reason, so... That's out of the question.
And there's a shaking bush.
Yeah, and it freaks out Bible Man.
A shrubbery?
Uh-huh.
Yes. It was a shrubbery.
So the family, they meet up with the sheriff, who is friends of Ryder Dad. And his daughter's missing. He is a cop.
He's a cop whose last name is Carr.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
Cop Carr. Carr Ramrod.
And they have a little chat. They meet with the local
constables,
coroner, doctor, constable guy.
Yeah, who promptly like proves that he is too snooty to read the books that that author guy writes, even though he totally reads the books.
Just like Chris, writes. Too fancy for reading.
Yeah, they have to remove the covers on account of the cleavages.
In the front and the back.
Yeah, lousy bat cleavages. They finally let their daughter pee, which was very, very nice of them.
Thanks, guys. That was half my focus of the movie, is dear God, let this child pee.
And they have a little chat after dinner about how the sheriff man wants Ryder Dad to get in touch with his psychic buddy so they can, you know, use psychic powers to hunt down where all the kids went, which flips Mom out. And Sheriff Mom's all hoot-hollering and not pleased with it. So they head out to the sheriff's office the next day, where there is an unruly mob standing outside.
Rubble, 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 rubble.
Led by a bitchy reporter lady.
Yeah, she was the worst. Worse than Chris.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this town of 22 people has a reporter lady, but they totally do.
Yeah, you gotta have your own news.
And she basically just makes fun of the guy. She's like, oh, you're a dumb idiot sheriff, and your dumb idiot friend is a dumb idiot. And everybody's like, oh, snap.
Oh, snap. You're the only one that was like, oh, snap, 1993. Get out of here.
I was like that.
I know. Still are.
Well, just because his rhythm is like a dancer.
Dances for Money?
Yeah, that's the same song.
Nothing.
So the
I got nothing.
The sheriff and all the rest of the constables, they decide that they're going to go get his psychic friend.
You thought pretty hard on those names.
I did.
The others.
I'm really putting in effort.
Yeah, I can tell. Really working at it.
So they get a psychic lady out there who talks real weird. Yep, I don't know why.
She's pretty animated. It's Miss Cleo.
Darling.
Miss Darling Cleo.
Darling, darling, darling.
Miss Darling, darling, darling.
Yeah, if you had a drinking game where she said, when you drank our time, she said darling, you would be passed out before her scenes end.
Me and Chris used to play this drinking game with the first Rob Zombie album, and we had to take a drink every time he said yeah. And we'd be drunk like 2.5 songs in. You can also do the same thing with the first Rage Against the Machine album. If you drink every time he says yeah, especially if you go hardcore and play every time he says yeah or you'll be goddamn hammered like 45 seconds into bomb track. You'll be done for.
Or if you watch Return of the Jedi and drink every time R2-D2 beeps, you'll have trouble making it through Jabba's palace.
Wait, does every individual beep count?
Yeah, every time he speaks, basically.
Every time it's more than one bleep. 3 bleep minimum.
3 bleep minimum. I'll jot that down.
Drink Fighter is a fun drinking game version of Street Fighter. You can really make up your own rules as long as you drink fast, and the loser drinks more for punishment.
That seems reasonable.
It was pretty fun. I mean, I would know because I played a lot of Drink Fighter and did a lot of damage to my liver.
But Brett digresses.
Yeah. Book readings.
So the psychic lady is hanging out with the doll they brought her so she can get some psychic emanations
from
it. Is she
smelling it?
I don't remember.
Sniffing at the sex organs.
More than likely.
She can smell the menstruation.
Like on Silence of the Lambs?
Yep.
Oh, I was thinking more Anchorman.
Same thing.
very similar.
Yeah.
In style and content.
Both good for a romp, you know what I mean? They're both lighthearted. They're pretty good.
Yeah. They both have that Benny Hill vibe to them.
Anthony Hopkins and Will Ferrell could switch roles in any film and it would still be the same.
I thought they were the same person until 2004.
Like the moon and the sun, because you don't see them at the same time?
Yeah.
Except for August 21st, you will.
I don't know what to do with any of that.
No, it's when there's going to be a total solar eclipse that crosses the United States.
So now, the psychic lady has gone to some place. I think it's the sheriff's house. And she's met up with the girls. And she heads off into the woods chasing after one of the girls. Where she gets caught by the evil children. Because all the missing children are really now evil monster children what live in the woods.
And they chant things like gulp the flesh and slurp the blood and smoke the hash and whatever else.
And the kids get caught when a local couple who are making whoopee in a car see the whole thing go down, kind of.
Well, they at least hear it go down.
And then they find the psychic lady who's now all tore up.
Yep.
So,
You got some of my knuckle hairs on that last one.
You deserved it.
I know.
So the unruly mob shows up like you do.
Just like Chris, an unruly mob.
And the bitchy reporter lady...
Just like Chris, a bitchy reporter lady.
Is all like, well, hell, looks like your psychic lady's dead, you stupid idiots.
Just like
Chris, I bet you didn't see that coming.
And it really upsets writer dad, who says something really dumb.
Yeah, they say some pretty stupid shit.
I put that in your grinder and spin or some weird shit. I don't remember.
A grinder or a hoagie.
Oh, yeah. God, what was that? I was falling asleep at this point in the movie. But yeah, I remember him saying something about that. It's like, put it in something and let it rotate.
Yeah, it was real weird.
Into a rotator.
Yeah, put that in your rotator and let it rotate.
Perfect. If you wrote that line on a piece of paper and sent it to Troma, they would pay you all the money that they have.
I knew a girl in third grade who had a better insult than that.
Yeah, the writing in all Troma movies is very unnatural. I don't think they've talked to a whole lot of people.
I'm not sure they actually are people.
Most of them are. Some are fish robots, but...
Makes sense.
Yeah, you make sense.
So anyway...
No, that was a command.
So
you make sense.
I'm trying. You don't make it easy.
I do too. All the shit that I blurt. Don't make me turn the damn light back on.
I'll set your hand on fire again.
You tried.
Just call him Paul Blurt.
Yeah, come on, Paul Blurt. That's Chris's new nickname, Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Uh-huh. I'm very similar to Kevin James.
Yep.
That I've never been in a funny movie.
Yeah, you fat shit. You've never been in no movies.
Is Milk Money not a comedy?
I mean, ostensibly, I guess it's supposed to be, but it's a comedy about buying a prostitute.
It's one of those romantic dramedies.
Yes, one of those.
I don't think Trading Places is a comedy that features buying a meeting a prostitute. I don't really, doesn't really buy her.
The next time I'm on the podcast, we're going to do The Golden Child.
Classic horror films.
I don't know. We could do Coming to America. That's a modern day horror film.
That would be scary as fuck. I don't want to do that.
Anyway, so Mr. Writer Dad goes to the library to do some research, and while the
does he get on the microfiche?
Or no, just books.
What about microfiche?
Still no.
Is there any microfiche?
Still no.
How about RoboFish?
Yeah, RoboFish.
Possible.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Troy said that, not Brett.
Right.
You get the light.
Now you're getting it. So as Ryder Dad's off at the library researching the whatever the hell is going on, the evil kids show up at the house where the moms are, and they proceed to convince the daughter children they have there to go to the woods.
Daughter children, I like that.
Yep.
That's the first thing you said I've ever liked.
Although English mom did
felt
figure
so
out
weird the, saying those words in that order to you.
The kids were like quoting Beowulf.
Yeah. And they put it all together that the kid from the very first scene,
the village of the damned.
His dad was some English professor too, and that's what happened. Was that kid talks in Beowulf now because reasons?
Now come on, Chris, it's Beowulf and knees. You need to be politically erect.
So English mom, she gets murdered.
Murdered.
Murdered diddly erdlered.
And then Sheriff Mom heads upstairs and
Sheriff Mom, that's alluring.
She gets in a scrap with the kids.
That's not alluring.
And they manage to overpower her and drag her off into the woods.
Now that's alluring.
Mm-hmm. And then there's
other scenes of the movie?
There's a really uncomfortable rape scene. Not uncomfortable because it's a graphic depiction of it, but uncomfortable because it's the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
It sure is quiet.
Yeah, and like the lady is what, in her 40s, and the guy is in his teens who's raping her, and it's just
that's and, why it was okay.
No, it looks very awkward.
Yeah. And
it's like it's a trauma movie and they saved it all up for that in the last 6 minutes.
Meanwhile, the angry mob is now outside of the sheriff's office where the leader of the angry mob, Fate Greyhair, is all telling them how, you know, Jeebus wants them to murder their kids, so they should go murder their kids.
Yeah, because it's in the James book.
They're full of the demons and the devils.
And boner talk.
Yeah. And as this is happening, Dad and Sheriff have figured out where they are somehow, I guess.
GPS satellites.
So Sheriff heads back to try to convince them all not to murder everybody, that they've almost got this case cracked wide open. So as he's trying to do that, Ryder Dad gets attacked.
Falls asleep on a hammock.
Yeah, for reasons.
Well, he's bored.
Which is fair, because at this point in the movie, it's like
that's a bad place to sleep there when there's murderous demonic kids around.
I don't know. I was asleep at that point in the movie the first time I watched it.
So the kids wake him up on the hammock and attack him.
Well, let's clarify. They woke him on the hammock by attacking him.
Yeah,
they didn't wake him up and then attack him.
That's the important distinction to make.
Excuse me, sir.
No, the important thing is he's very woke now.
Yeah.
He lit and woke.
Yeah.
And he stays woke the rest of the movie.
Yeah, fam.
And they have a...
Gotcha, brah, cuz.
Him and the original Psycho Kid have a exquisite fight scene.
Is that big weird kid with the mullet in the club?
Yeah.
I like that kid. He's going places. He's with
the
program.
I like how they did the whole, we're going to be back to back, and then I'm going to flip you over my back maneuver.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like when the stick breaks, and it clearly wasn't part of the whole thing.
The old hip toss.
Yeah.
So they have their little scrap, and then he retreats to the barn.
I like he pulls the ladder up after him, though, which is pretty good.
Yeah. And then we jump smash cut back over to the angry mob, who's still pretty angry about stuff.
And the mob.
Yep. And then we jump smash cut back to the barn.
Well, we learned that the deputy apparently is... has historical family ties to the Brownies.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get him to reconnect with his roots.
His murder roots.
Mur-diddly-erdler roots.
And then we go back to the barn.
His imaginary dragon roots.
And they hoist up the corpse of the reporter lady.
And oh, is that who that was?
I think that's who it was supposed to be.
Okay. That dirty old mannequin?
Yeah, and he gently places it down to the side.
Like you do. That's a dignified burial. I mean, most of her's already ate, so I assume.
And then the sheriff's daughter climbs her way up, and then things get weird.
Dur.
Yeah. Because, you know, he ties her up because he doesn't want her to, like, run back to the weird lost boys. And she's like, oh, are you going to touch me like Grendel touched Mom when he tied her up?
Yeah. And he's, Ryder Dad's like, no, what, no, no, I'm not, no. That's not at all, no.
But she's always had thoughts about him.
Yeah, and this girl is like 16, maybe.
Yeah.
So, it's cool, I guess.
Touch me like the uncles did.
Like at 8, she's been into this dude. That, great.
Yeah, it was, like, really creepy.
Yeah, who the hell picked this anyway?
It's possibly the most disturbing part of the movie.
Yeah. So they run for the barn, and he heads back to town to meet up with the angry mob. And he says, hey, angry mob, you don't have to be
by
so
driving
angry.
A what?
He's driving a Subaru Brat.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like some kind of El Camino type thing, so.
Yep. I'm one of 6 people in the world who probably knew that was a Subaru Brat on site.
7 now.
I still don't know what one looks like.
And they head to the town, and Ryder Dad's like, hey, look, man, they're just a bunch of kids. Maybe, I don't know, not murder all of them? Pretty sure we could overpower 12 kids with all 30 of us.
Nope, they're demons, and God said kill them.
Yeah, so he decides that he's going to head back first and try to save his kid before, you know, the murders.
The deliverers.
And he gets there, and he throws down.
You get to see Grendel, the boy from the beginning, cut out the beating heart of cop moms.
They chest. Put something in that big bloody steak to make it move around.
And he has a round 2 with Grendel or Grundle or whatever.
Grundle.
And he beats him up because the kid's fucking 17 years old and he's a grown ass man.
They don't fight. He just beats him up. He just kind of ground and pounds until he can't move no more.
Yeah, it pounds in the face a few times, looks back to make sure no one's going to interrupt, pounds him a couple more times, looks back to make sure no one's going to interrupt, pound him a few more times.
Yeah, it's a pretty good scene.
Just like child raising.
And then he finds his daughter just as the angry mob shows up, and he's all like, hey, angry mob, don't be such an angry mob. You're all a bunch of crazy people.
You just gotta beat them up.
These are your children.
Yep. And the leader of the angry mob says,
let's kill them.
A good point. Counterpoint, shoot you in the head.
Yep, 410 slug to the forehead.
A very abrupt kill.
And then the scene that most people know this is a movie because of happens. And it's 5 minutes of unadulterated kid murder.
5 minutes and 45 seconds. And they kill them any way you can think of, from shooting them in the mouth to cutting their head off with a 2x4.
Yep.
The only way that you can think of right now to do that.
Gently placing a hatchet into their back.
Yep. It looks like a boomerang before they put it in their back, and then it was a hatchet.
Pitchfork to the neck?
Yep.
Yeah, although you could clearly see that the middle tines were missing from the pitchfork.
Yeah.
Because the kid moves up and down against the pitchfork.
Big board that had a bunch of goddamn wooden spikes except for the dildos that went through that kid's chest.
That was a lady.
Lady's chest. Well, I guess you can't put dildos through kids' chests.
You shouldn't, at any rate.
No. That's bad.
A couple fat kids get shot.
Yep. And they finally get the last one as he tries to hide in his tire pile. And they all just kind of walk off.
And then we're treated to a few shots of kids, bloody kids lying on the ground, still breathing even though they're dead.
Yep. But it turns out that P-Pants was hiding under Dad's corpse. And then she gets out and finds a rabbit and cackles at it.
No, growls at it.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a good response to a rabbit. I often laugh and growl at them.
And the circle begins anew. And that's the movie, more or less.
Yep.
More than less, actually.
A bunch of crap, then they killed some kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where you at, Matt Alex? You need to watch this. He's got that saying he says with children being killed.
The saying that says he likes it?
No. Something. How it got real?
Shit right? Got real?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure. What do you think of the movie, Brett?
Well, I think it was a weird little trauma film. I like trauma films. You guys, not nearly as much as I do, but I like the trauma films. They got a charm to them. But this was a weird one because they were real weird about cleavage for some goddamn reason, and usually trauma films are poltergeist. And then they killed a bunch of kids to make up for all the conservativeness in the beginning of the movie? So, if you like trauma films, watch it. If you don't, I guess not. Chris Troy, what did you guys think? I'm trying to get you guys to talk over top of each other.
I'll let Chris go first.
Come on, Chris, go.
Mm-hmm. I like it, and I don't know why. There's something about the weird dialogue.
But it's so natural.
Yeah. It's real boring in the middle, but there is a certain charm to it that I appreciate, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
That's what she said.
Maybe I've just seen it too many times and rapid succession have become indoctrinated
twice
to some degree.
Twice in two goddamn days doesn't facilitate you saying rapid succession.
I would
you
say...
You watched it twice.
When watching this movie, watching it that many times in 2 days is rapid succession.
Oh, you're rapid succession. Get out of here.
The ending is fucking ridiculous, but in the best possible, like, nonsense, over-the-top, just gore, dumb, nonsense way. If you're into something that's, you know, your trauma level, and you can put up with some...
Nonsense?
Some nonsense and some...
Boringness?
But some really good, bad acting. These people aren't great actors, and the dialogue's really weird, but, man, do they do their best to sell it, at least. Like, it's, I don't know, it's got a charm. I can't recommend it. It takes a certain class of person.
But you would not recommend it.
I'd probably say you can skip it. Just find the last 5 minutes of it on YouTube.
If you're a trauma fan.
Yeah, if you're super into some real schlocky garbage of this particular
Hell, I
vintage.
Like schlocky garbage.
Kind of our thing, Chris.
Yeah, God, Chris.
What do you think, Mr. Troy?
I liked the beginning and I liked the end. Fell asleep in the middle the first time watching it.
Just like this.
I don't know, like this movie needs to be tightened up a lot. It needs more stuff happening. Like whatever happened to reporter chick. I don't know, she's there one day, you know, 1 minute and then she's gone the next, and then her corpse shows up later. It's like,
yep, she's a dirty old mannequin.
Yeah, I mean there's just not enough stuff happens in this movie to justify it, I feel like. I mean, the ending was entertaining, but like, that could just been a short for all I care. Like, just like 6 minutes of, like, murdering kids and make a fantastic short out of this movie.
3 minutes of build-up, 6 minutes of murdering children?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we need.
Short. Just like Chris.
No.
Well, 9 minutes is a little bit long for Chris, but...
No, I meant the long short part.
He's a long shortman?
I guess so.
Yeah, I work at the docks.
He's a long short.
As PJ Harvey.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Step by the water. I don't know. I can't really recommend this movie. I would say skip it. I do like some trauma films, you know. I mean, I like Toxic Avenger. There's a summer camp one that's pretty fun. You know, Poultry, those kinds of movies I'm good with, but this one, I mean, Poultrygeist, I hate to say it, but Poultrygeist was a better movie than this. It had a lot more racism, it had more zombie fingers and butts, but it also just had more stuff going on. Like, this was an hour and a half long with 6 minutes of entertainment, so it had an hour and 24 minute buildup. That's a little too slow of a burn for me.
Chris is a slow burn.
Thank you. And next up is Dr. Giggles from newfound superfan Todd.
Hey, Todd.
We brought Brett back just for you.
I don't know how frequently I'll be back after this, though, because I have to work.
Fair enough.
He says that, but we'll find a way to bring it back.
We'll figure something out.
It was nice to Chris to let him out of that room with the metal door.
I've been there tying a string around my arm to see how purple I can make it.
So say, Brett, what if other people want to say things about stuff at us?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
Ken!
Consult your owner's manual.
Okay. Oh, your podcast owner's manual. That's good. That racket's totally not going to show up on the mic.
Become the Slaughterhouse Princess. Or you can find. You leave the light on the whole time. Or you can find us on Reddit at SHP is our Reddit handle. Twitter. Slaughter Prince, Google Play, YouTube, SlaughterhousePrincess.com. Our electronic mail address is SlaughterhousePrincessPodcast@gmail.com. Discord. The other mediums I've forgotten.
Oh, Brett doesn't know about the challenge I've issued.
No, he does not, I don't think.
Is it like the ice bucket challenge?
Kinda.
But horror movie?
Well, it's horrible.
It's gonna be horrible.
What it is?
I promised to write and publish on the website a Slaughterhouse Princess wing fic, which is, you know, slash fiction featuring wings. And if we get $100 pledged and paid in a month on the Patreon.
Chris has to get nude?
No.
I'll write about Chris being nude, though.
Yeah. And having wings.
Perfect. Nude Chris with wings. Christmas.
And we're over 10% of the way there.
Yeah. And thanks to anybody who backs us, by the by.
I have been out of the loop. I'm sorry.
Should be.
I am.
But seriously, like, thank you to anyone who throws a couple bucks our way. We appreciate it. It helps at least make this podcast cost neutral for us.
Yep.
Yeah.
As soon as it pays all the bills, I can make all the podcasts.
Yeah, see, if we get enough Patreon money that Brett can quit his job, we can have him on the podcast every week.
Yeah, that's a contest. All right, guys, all we got to do, if we can all pull together, if everybody can just donate, like, $5,000, I'll be able to do all the podcasts for like a couple of months. No, I just, my work schedule sucks and I work in a restaurant, so I have to work every Sunday. And, but I will disrupt Chris and Troy's sleep patterns whenever I can and do random podcasts and sometimes on the weekends when I'm feeling courteous. And my schedule dictates I can do as such.
And I think everyone will agree that podcasts are better with all of us rather than just me and Chris.
Did you say podcats?
Yes, the podcats.
Like cats that come out of a pod?
Yeah, where do your cats come out of?
Pods. Should I turn the light back on?
When two cats love each other very much, they make a pod.
And a cat and pod comes out of it. Seeds
in it.
Do babies come out of pods?
Oh, this podcast is over.
Pod babies.
Podcats.
Podcat babies. Baby podcats.